A. Transport. 1. To have access to public transport, meaning the right or opportunity to use transportation. Example, many people who live in rural areas have no access to public transport and have to rely on private cars or taxis. 2. To upgrade and expand public transport provision, meaning to improve bus and train services and to make these services more available. Example, one way to reduce traffic on the roads is to upgrade and expand public transport provision. 3. To invest in transport infrastructure, meaning to spend money on improving roads, railway lines, train and bus stations. Example, governments must invest in transport infrastructure to make journeys by road and rail safer. 4. An integrated transport system, meaning a system of timetables so that bus and train services are connected and work together successfully. Example, an integrated transport system would make it convenient for people to change buses and trains to complete their journeys without long waiting times. 5. A light rail transit system, meaning a system of electric trains like a metro running on lines in cities. Example, many large cities such as Hong Kong have had a light rail transit system for many years. Free bus train passes, meaning documents which allow you to travel free on buses or trains. Example, issuing free bus and train passes to children and the elderly would encourage more people to use public transport. A season ticket, meaning a ticket that you can use many times within a particular period. For example, on a regular train or bus journey, and that costs less than paying separately each time. Example, cheap season tickets would encourage commuters to use buses or trains regularly. 8. Dedicated bus lanes, cycle lanes, meaning a section of a road indicated by white lanes that only buses or cycles are allowed to use. Example, city authorities should create dedicated bus lanes and cycle lanes to encourage people to take public transport or to cycle in cities. 9. To speed up journey times, meaning to reduce the amount of time spent travelling. Example, the creation of dedicated bus lanes would speed up journey times and encourage more people to use bus services. Rush hour jams, meaning the time when most people are travelling to or from work or school, and so there is much traffic on the roads. Example, if factories and offices introduced flexible working hours, this would help employees to avoid rush hour traffic jams to get to or from their place of work. 11. Park and ride, meaning a system designed to reduce traffic in towns in which people park their cars on the edge of a town and then take a special bus or train to the town centre. Example, a park and ride scheme would be very effective in reducing the number of cars in city centres. 12. To subsidise the cost of fares, meaning to give money to a business or organisation to help to pay for the cost of using public transport. Example, governments must subsidise the cost of fares on public transport. 13. To ease traffic flow, meaning to enable traffic to move more easily. Example, the introduction of bus and cycle lanes would help to ease traffic flow in city centres. 14. Commuting times, meaning the time taken travelling to and from work. Example, firms should introduce flexible working hours to cut the commuting times of employees. 15. Off-peak travel, meaning travel at times when fewer people are using public transport. Example, cheap fares should be introduced for off-peak travel. 16. To grind to a halt, meaning to go slower and then stop completely. Example, in my city, Paris, traffic regularly grinds to a halt during the rush hour. 17. Congestion charge, meaning an amount of money that people have to pay for driving their cars into the centre of some cities as a way of stopping the city centre from becoming too full of traffic. Example, more cities should follow the example of London and introduce a congestion charge in order to ease traffic flow in the city centre. 18. A traffic warden, meaning a person whose job is to check that people do not park their cars in the wrong place or for longer than is allowed. Example, more traffic wardens should be appointed to ensure that cars are parked only in permitted areas. 19. Road safety measures, meaning actions to ensure that the roads are made safer. Example, the number of deaths on the roads would be reduced if the authorities introduced stricter road safety measures. 20. To conduct regular vehicle inspections, meaning to inspect all cars, buses and trucks at regular intervals to check that they are in good condition and safe to drive. Example, every town and city should have centres which conduct regular vehicle inspections. 21. To install speed cameras, meaning to put cameras on certain roads to check that cars are obeying the speed limits. Example, local authorities must install speed cameras near all schools and hospitals to limit the speed at which vehicles are allowed to travel. 22. Traffic calming, meaning building raised areas on roads as a way of making cars go more slowly. Example, traffic calming measures in towns and cities would make the roads safer for pedestrians and cyclists. 23. Driving while intoxicated, meaning the crime of driving a vehicle after drinking too much alcohol. Example, driving while intoxicated is a serious crime, and those who drive while under the influence of drink must be severely punished. 24. To raise petrol prices, meaning to increase the price which people pay for petrol. Example, raising petrol prices would not be an effective method of reducing the amount of traffic on the roads. 25. To be punctual, meaning to arrive at the correct time. Example, in order to attract more people to use public transport, it is essential that it is clean, reliable, safe and punctual. 26. Freight services, meaning the system of transporting goods. Example, railways must provide more freight services in order to reduce the number of trucks on the roads. 27. A tachograph, meaning a device used to measure the speed of trucks and to record the times when a driver has stopped to rest. Example, in the interests of road safety, tachographs should be installed in all trucks to ensure that long-distance drivers are taking regular rest periods. 28. Roll-on, roll-off ferries, meaning ships designed so that you can simply drive a car on and off the ship. Example, many motorists use roll-on, roll-off ferries to take their cars overseas. 29. Economy airlines, budget airlines, meaning companies which offer cheap flights. Example, Budget airlines have made it affordable for people to go on holiday or to visit relatives in other countries. 30. Online booking. Meaning the action of buying a ticket on the internet in order to travel somewhere. Example, long-distance bus and train services are now more convenient to use as a result of their online booking facilities, which enable travellers to reserve and pay for their tickets from home or from work.